Tazria. Before we look at a couple of Rambans in Parshas Tazria, I would like to learn together with you the Hagdama of the Ramban to Sefer Vayikra. We haven't really had a chance to do that yet. We're a couple of Parshas in. And the Ramban, as he does with all of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, tries to get like a bird's eye view, a perspective on the theme of this particular Sefer. What is the theme of the Sefer? What does it represent? Why do the parashas contain what they do? How does it fit into the larger theme? So let's look at it together just to get a flavor of the Ramban's insights. As you know, Sefer Bereishis, the Ramban described the Sefer HaYetzirah, that was the essential theme of Bereishis, creation of the world, and not just that, creation of history in a sense of a blueprint. The Avos and their lives were symbols, Ma'isavasim and Labanim. So all this is on the level of Yetzirah. Sefer Shmos is playing out of many of those Ramazim, and specifically the theme of Geula. That's the major idea of Sefer Shmos, culminating with the Mishkan's completion. And now we have Sefer Vayikra. Explains the Ramban. Sefer Hazeh Utoras HaKohanim VeHalevim Yevayer Bo Inyanei HaKabanos Kulam UMishmeres HaMishkan. Now, he says HaKohanim VeHalevim. Really, much of Vayikra is Kohanim. You don't have much of Levim there. If anything, the Levim's role gets more defined in Sefer Bamidbar. As you know, Parshas Bamidbar, Parshas Baloscha. So what many explain here is the Ramban is just using a melitza of a pasuk, Vakonim Halavim B'nei Tzadok, other pasukim as well, Hakonim Halavim. Even in the Chumash you have Hakonim Halavim. The Kohanim are also considered Levim, and it's just an expression. He means Toras Kohanim, and we know that. We refer to Sefer Vayikra as Toras Kohanim. The Ramban says, Yevayer Bo Inyanei HaKabanos Kulam, that is, of course, what is found in Vayikra, the whole corpus of halachos of Karbanos. UMishmeres HaMishkan, now we have to be very precise here. Mishmeres HaMishkan means what? Because after all, the specific idea of the where everyone was positioned around the Mishkan and expressions of Ushmartem, this is found more in Sefer Bamidbar, Parshas Bamidbar. The mitzvah of Shmiras HaMikdash Ludoros comes from that. And these are things that are described in Sefer Bamidbar, Parshas Bamidbar. But the Ramban means in a different sense, Mishmeres HaMishkan, because what we're trying to do is create a Mishkan with Shechina and make sure that the Shechina remains there and is preserved. And you'll see this as the Ramban goes on. So he means here Mishmeres HaMishkan, not in the literal sense of the mitzvah of Shmira, patrolling the Mishkan. As we know, there's a mitzvah of Shmiras HaMikdash, patterned after the mitzvah of Shmiras HaMishkan, where everybody's stationed. He doesn't mean it literally. He means the idea of preserving the Kedusha and preventing the Kedusha from leaving. And that's what we'll see as we move along in the Lashon and the Ramban here. And how does this flow naturally from the previous Sfarim, specifically Sefer Shmos? Ki kasher haya ha-sefer ha-acher be'inyin ha-golos ve-ha-ge'ula mimenu, just as Sefer Shmos was all about golos and ge'ula, the ge'ula from the golos, ve'ishlimo be'inyin o'amoed u'kvot Hashem ha-shemole es ha-mishkan, and this is what the Ramban pointed out in his Sicha, in his introductory essay to Sefer Shmos, that since the Sefer is considered Sefer HaGeula, the Geula was not complete until the Kvod Hashem rested on the Mishkan, as described in the last couple of Psukim in Sefer Shmos. That represents the essence of Geula. So now that we have that Sefer that is played out, and we have the sense of the Shechina on the Mishkan, the Omoed, Kvod Hashem Shemoyes HaMishkan. Now, the next step is Tzivahu B'Karbanos, U'Mishmiras HaMishkan, again the expression that we saw just before, Sheyiyu hakarbanos sham. Well, kapar, we have kaparo lehem. It's a question in the girsa here. Some have sheyiyu kabanos kaparo lehem, as you have on your sheets. Others have sheyiyu kabanos sham. V'lo yigmrimu ha'avonos l'sil kashchina. Now that we have a Mishkan, now we have to make sure that we maintain it. And we have to know how to live in it. What's the day life in the Mishkan? What's it all about? And how do we make sure that we keep that standard? That's what Sefer Vayikra is coming to do. The Kabbarnos provide Kapara, and the Kabbarnos ensure for us that the Averos that people have will not create havoc and undermine the whole structure that we've created here. I don't mean physical structure, I mean the spirituality of the structure, that it should in fact continue. V'tziva b'kohanim hanigashim el Hashem sheyizkadashu. So again, you see, by the way, again, shmiras hamishkan, understand, it doesn't mean shmiras hamishkan like when we say it literally, it means the idea that we're explaining. V'tzivah b'kohanim hanigashim el Hashem sheyizkadashu shehizir al tumas migdash v'kadashav. Now the expression the Ramban is borrowing from, kohanim hanigashim el Hashem sheyizkadashu, that is of course the pasuk in Parshas Yisro, v'gam kohanim hanigashim el Hashem sheyizkadashu, that's referring to the station of the kohanim at Maimon Har Sinai. The Ramban is not just borrowing it because of poetic license, which the Ramban sometimes does. He speaks, as he speaks, he's borrowing from expressions from Sukkim. But as we will see in a couple of short sentences, the whole point here is to preserve that comparison between Mishkan and Maimon Har Sinai. The Mishkan itself and the role of the Mishkan was to take Maimon Har Sinai and bring it to a whole new level. It shouldn't have just been a one-time event, but it changes form a little bit, but it's the same basic model. And we'll see this develop just in a minute, and it's also mentioned in the Ramban in Parshas Truma. The idea of the Mishkan is to perpetuate Maimon Har Sinai. So I believe that's where the Ramban is using this Lashon as well. Because the Kohanim, Hanigashim Hashem Yizkadashu of Maimon Har Sinai, so now the Kohanim have their role as well over here. She is here, Al Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, and that is what you find, for example, first in Parshas Vayikra regarding Karban Olev Yored, right? One of the Karbanos at the end of the parasha mentioned is the specific Karban Chatas that came on Averos, among them a person who would become Tamei and entered Beis HaMikdash or touched Kachim, and the halach is, he brings a carbon chatas, but if he can't afford animal, he can bring a bird, he can't afford birds, he can bring a flower. There are a few averos that are that way, the sliding scale. So that's where it's first introduced, the idea of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. The gam, shelo yersu lago sel Hashem. Another thing that you find in Sefer Yikra is that everybody has to be careful not to go beyond their place, their station. Again, borrowed from the pasuk in Yisro, well, Yarsu Hashem Liros, the Nafam Menurav, Pen Yarsu Hashem Liros, they can't go too close. And where do you find that in the Vayikra? How does it parallel that? Kimosha Amar, Daber Laron Achicha Va'al Yavo V'Choleis. That is what you find in the beginning of Achri Mos, that Hashem says to Moshe, to tell Aaron that he can't just enter Kodesh HaKadashim at will, but it has to be only on Yom Kippur with these Karbanos. Oh, the Shita Sagrais, he could go in any time with these Karbanos, but he couldn't just be at will. Moshe Rabbeinu maybe was allowed. Another question, another discussion. But there's stations that people have to know where they can go, where they can't go. And here the Ramban directly goes back to that pasuk, Ki Asharas, Pen Yersu Hashem Liros V'Nafal Mimenu Rav. So again, this is how the idea of Vayikra is meant to parallel that of Shmos, but taking it to the next level within the Mishkan. You know, by the way, even Nadav and Avihu, different ways to explain what the Chet was and what happened. But one way to understand it, this in Chazal supported this, that they went in the Karbas and Malashem, they went into Kodesh HaKadashim to offer that Ketorah Zara, the Eish Zara. And that's why Achbe Mos Shnei Bnei Aaron, Hashem said Davar Aaron Achicha V'Al Yom B'Chol Yisrael HaKodesh. That was, in a way, the cause of the death of Nadav and Avihu. So again, that's parallel to what we find Penyarsu Hashem Liros, and that's how Vayikra comes right after Shmos. Again, the Rabban is speaking in broad strokes right now. The Rabban is going to ultimately come back to some things that he's skipping over and then saying other things I'm not going to explain now, but we'll get there. But the Rabban's approach, it's a beautiful idea in terms of pedagogy. See, when you explain something, you don't start with the details and then work your way out, and people are going to get confused and lost. You paint the picture, you create your image, you present your theme, and then you begin to flesh out, starting in a broader way and then moving in more specifics. Okay. The acharei chein, now here we have to understand what he means here. The acharei chein, yagbil ha-mishkan ka-agbolas ha-sinai be'eis ha-yos sham kvod elokei Yisrael. After that, he's going to mark off the Mishkan like they marked off Ha-Sinai when the Shekhinah was there. Now, this is a little misleading. Where is this? Where does this occur? Yagbil ha-mishkan. I can't find a parasha in Sefer Vayikra that does it. Where does it appear? In Sefer Bamidbar. That's where you have the Degel Machnei Yehuda, Degel Machnei Reuven, Degel Machnei Ephraim, Degel Machnei Dan, and then you have with the Levim. Each family of the Levim had their direction, and had Moshe Aaron Uvanav. That's the Hagbalah of the Mishkan. So what the Rabban means in Acharei Chein means after we've gone through Vayikra, so that's where Bamidbar, in a certain sense, continues along, because now they're going to be journeying through the Midbar, and they have to know where everybody is going to be. But that's really, in a certain sense, leftover business, unfinished business from Vayikra. But again, it goes on. In other words, there's a clear spillover and overlap between Svarim. I mean, the Mishkan was, okay, you think about it. Sefer Bereishis ends with Yeridas Yaakov Mitzrayim. Sefer Shmos begins again by reminding us of the Yerida, the Eilu Shmos B'nei Yisrael. And the Ramban points out at the beginning of the Sefer Shmos how the Torah is going back to that Pasuk in Vayigash. And then you have the Shechina resting on the Mishkan at the end of Shmos, and then you have more of the same in Vayikra, Vayom Hashmini. That day was already mentioned in the end of Sefer Shmos. So there's an overlap. And so the idea of Hagbolas HaMishkan, which is very much the theme of Vayikra, but it ends up getting positioned in Bamidbar, because Bamidbar has a different focus, and obviously it has relevance for that focus as well. But clearly there's also a connection between what it says in Hagbolas HaMishkan in Bamidbar with the theme of Vayikra. So that's why, again, the acharei chein meaning continuing in Sefer Bamidbar, Yagbil HaMishkan, Kagbolas HaSinai. Okay, now the Ramban is going to again focus in a little bit more narrowly. V'hinei rov ha-sefer hazeh b'karbanos. Most of Sefer Vayikra has to do with karbanos, b'toras ha-karban, v'hamakrivim, laws regarding the karban, the chefs of the karban, and the people who offer the karban, u'bimakom shi'is karev, and these are all different categories, where it should be offered. V'yavohu bo k'sas mitzvos nigvaros im eila. So now the Ramban is going to begin to show you some interesting things. That, you know, at the outset, you look at a pasuk, kochel v'choldam l'sochelu. What does that have to do with Torah's Kohanim? That's an Easter for Yisrael, not to eat chelef, not to eat dam. So why is it here in Sefer Vayikra, Torah's Kohanim? The answer is that when you have a larger theme, and the Torah mentions something within that larger theme, but then there are like branches, and there are things that sort of get mentioned, derech agav. This is something similar, like to have, you read sometimes in the Me'iri, when he gives you a sense in the Mishnayis, why the Mishnayis talk about certain things, and if you have familiarity with the Me'iri, you see does this all the time. He basically sets out very organized, very systematic, those gives you the basic theme of the parak, and the Gemaras, and you say these are the discussions, and these are the main discussions. V'yavo, some in Yanim here and there, as you know, Kederach in Shas, that are mentioned agav that. Yeah, the Ramban is doing this now with Chumash. The basic theme is Karbanos, but there are going to be some mitzvahs, Nigraros and Eila, that get slept in, that are obviously thematically linked, but they are like mentioned in connection to the main idea, which is the basic theme. Ki mitchila tziva b'karbanos ha-nedava. So in the very beginning of Sefer Vayikra, you have karbanos nedava. Va'asar ha-chelev v'hadam ba'avuram. And given that you have, in karbanos nedava, you have the parts of the karban that are brought on the Mizbeach, so in connection to that idea, the Torah says that you can't eat chelev of any animal. That's chelev, because chelev represents in a carbon that which goes on the Mizbeach, and the dam as well. Because the dam is a symbol, the kapar on the Mizbeach, like chelev, that seems to be the rationale for Isur Dam. This we'll have to see more carefully when we discuss, or when you look at Isur Dam, and see if that effect lines up with Ramban's Shita. Not so simple, but from this Ramban it would seem that that's the basis of Isur Dam, because it's connected to the fact that Dam is brought on the Mizbeach. The Achar Kain, another example of the idea of Derech Agav. Okay, we had last week in Shemini, Macholos Asuros, Kashrus. So Kashrus is for everybody. Kashrus doesn't seem to be directly a connection to Torah's Kohanim. Why is it in Parshas Shemini and Sefer Vayikra? So here, too, it's because it's associated, Nigraros. Ve'achar kach, ve'karbonos hachet, mentions karbon hachet, various chatos, from the Kohen Mashiach, Avalim Dover, the Nasi, and then the Yachid, who brings a karbon hachet, ve'nigvar achar zeh, from that gets associated lahaskir ha-ma'acholim ha-asurim, which we have in Parsha Shemini. Why? Ba'avur, sheheim mitamim, many of them are mitame, right? Nevela is mitame, sheretz, the shvatzim are mitame, and therefore you have to know if they are mitame, among the list of macholos asuras, you have those that cause tumah. Now if it causes tumah, then it's going to be very relevant for karbanos. The ha'ochlam o anogea behem, if you eat it, nivla sov tor mitame sabriya, if you ochel, you also mistame, you're touching it, but ochel could also be whatever, it could be a tumma beis avliya. V'ha'ochlam, the Torah uses lashon ochel, o anogea behem. So what is this, the result of that? The result of that is, b'chol kodesh lo yiga, v'lam nigdash lo yavo. By becoming tamei, with having contact with a davar that's mitamei, then you may not touch karbanos. Doesn't mean touch, it means eat. But also touch because you're mitamei, of course. But the idea is really, not you know, you can't touch carbon, and you can't enter Beis HaMikdash. And if you do, v'mnichnas sham b'tuma, then yichai b'carbon ol v'yorich, yizkiro kfar. So it all ties in to the paradigm, the structure that we already have. So macholos asuras are mentioned in association with tuma of many of those cases of nevela and sheretz. Now the lashon the Ramban uses b'chol kodesh lo yigash should be familiar. It's the beginning of our parsha by the Yoledes. So that's why Parsha Shemini is in Sefer Vayikra. Now we get to Tzaras and Yoledes. We get to our parshas, Tazria Mitzora. Why are these in Sefer Vayikra? What's the association with Sefer Vayikra? So you could start thinking, well, it has to do with Kohanim. At least Mitzora. But that's not what the Ramban says, because the Kohen is the one that dictates. That's not what the Ramban says. And what about Yoledes? So that's easy. The Ramban explains, V'hutzrach lahaskir Torah samitzora, u'mishpat ha-Yoledes, that's our parasha, also. V'hazav v'hazava, that's at the end of Parashas Mitzora. Why is that mentioned? L'chayev osam v'karban, first of all, in order, because these are individuals who bring karbanos. The Yoledes, the Moshe made Tahara, she brings a karban. The Mitzora has to bring certain karbanos at the time that he's healed. So that's relevant for Sefer Torah's Kohanim. Ulahazir od mitum asa. And also, because it has to do with being aware not to become tamei, they are mitamei, and if they're mitamei, then again it feeds in to the inyan of karban, and also the larger idea of shmiras ha-mishkan, and preserving kedusha, as we'll see soon also. Ulahazir od mitumasan, kasha omar besofam, and this is why the Ramban sees, so again, we don't appreciate this idea. When you look at a text of Chumash, we look too narrowly sometimes to be able to understand, pull out certain themes. You have to be able to say, okay, this pasuk, that's bold, if you could do it, say it that way. That pasuk, that's very much reflecting the theme of the Sefer. Let's pull it out over there. So if we were to take the whole Sefer Yikra in front of us and say, okay, so which pasukim at the Ramban being guided by to show you that this is the basic reason why the section over here is fitting with Sefer Vayikra. This is what the Rabban is doing right now. Besides the carbon, which is an obvious connection, but then he says also, Lahazir od mitumasa, kasha omar besofam, at the end of Pashas Mitzora, the Pasuk says, V'hizar temes b'nisham mitumasam v'lo yamusa mitumasam. So what is the Torah saying there at the end of Mitzora? That part of the significance of mentioning the Zav, and so on, is that we should not be Zahir in Tuma and not get carried away, that it should cause us to die out of Tuma. For Yemusa b'Tuma son, b'Tama mes mishkani. So what's the Torah concerned with? B'Tama mes mishkani. Not to pollute, not to corrupt the Mishkan. And that's the theme that Rabban just set out over here, that we want to preserve the Kedusha of the Mishkan. So that Pasuk is there, and it teaches us, again, why the whole section of Zav and Zav is there. So no, the carbon is certainly also a reason why it's mentioned, but it's also because it ties into the theme of Tuma. And now you see why Achrimos and Kedoshim, we talk about the Arayas. Why are those mentioned? The Nigvar Achar Zeh, now we get to Vachrimos Kedoshim, Sheyazir Alo Arayos. Why Arayos is not just for Kohanim, right? So at first glance, why are the Arayos mentioned in Sefer Vayikra? Ki Mishkavam Mitamei Va'avonam Yikarei Tuma. What does he mean, Ki Mishkavam Mitamei? If a person violates this Aveir or Gili Arayos, it's Mitamei. It doesn't mean tumah in the sense of like an avela is mitameh with the rishon l'tumah, sheni l'tumah. It's not true. The Ramban means clearly the mitameh in a spiritual sense, like the pasuk before. There could be, it also means tumah mamish, zav and zavah mitameh mamish, but it means here in a spiritual sense. Va'avonam yikarei tuma, connected with what he says now. The sin itself has a shame tuma, go remes, it's all connected. In other words, yusil kashchina ulegolus. So it's all connected to silu kashchina, and that's why you have the avera of arayis, pashav gili arayis. Va'od, and then a second point, which is also valid, ki ha-shogeg mehem, bahem, anything time you have a chiv kareis, b'mezid, the shogeg there is carbon. Carbon, so it belongs in Sefer Vayikra. Once you already have chatas mentioned in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, so now something later on that could potentially bring to carbon chatas is important to mention that too, because it feeds back to the potential bringing carbon chatas. So now we've gone to Achrimos and the Arayis, and at the end of Kedoshim also the Arayis. Now what has Ramban glossed over here? What should immediately bother us? That a whole section in the Torah that really doesn't seem to have to do with, first glance, the theme of Torah's Kohanim and Torah's HaMishkan. Okay, so far, Vayikra Tzav, solid. Shemini, solid. Nachol Tzasuas. Tazriya Mitzorah, solid. Achrimos. So again, beginning through the end, pretty much all connects. Kedoshim, he went to the end of Kedoshim. What happened to much of Kedoshim? You have to racha kamocha, lo sikam v'lo sitor. Lo sasha kesmeyacha, lo sigzol. Like this doesn't seem to connect with anything the Ramban has said so far. The Ramban is going to mention, of course, we have to deal with that, but he's not yet finished giving the bigger picture, but he'll get to that, yeah. Okay. So you have to say something, and we have to wait and see. Ramban is not going to deal with it now, but it has a lot to do with Ikrei Torah, Gufei Torah, and if you go carefully, you'll find even within Kedoshim, although we don't always highlight those mitzvahs because they get overshadowed by Bilam Chaveiro, but there are things. Shivcha Charufa, you have Ritzonchem Tizbachu, you do have mitzvahs of Karbanos, but again, it's not the dominant theme, but certainly if you look there, you'll find that too. Yeah.
Also, it seems like when Ramban is a theme of giving up a sefer, it doesn't always necessarily have to that be the entire sefer. Just from the fact that you see that the majority, you know, there are certainly recurring themes. I mean, like with the Mishnah Torah and Sefer Devarim, there are things that have not yet come up before. You know, so it's like it's the Mishnah Torah as a whole, but there are still new things. There are things that are so significant that did not come up.
Okay, so the Gemara Mishnah Torah, if you look in the Ramban in his Hakdamat HaDvarim, you should do it, the Ramban acknowledges that it's not just review. And the Ramban gives you his theme for Sefer Devarim, and he makes sure to make clear that everything in Devarim does fit with that theme. The Ramban is not going to leave something out, just that it may not be the perfect fit, but it has to fit. So the Ramban does feel that what I'm saying is everything. So I don't think what you're saying is right. I think the Ramban, you may not agree, you might think it's a dochek here or there, but for the Ramban, it has to fit. You know? And Dafka there is not a good example, because the Ramban does have a mahalach in Mishnah Torah, and his mahalach does encompass the fact that there are new mitzvahs. He tells you what it's about. So he'll create the template to fit what he sees. You could have a different template if you wish, and other mefarshim might go differently. And perhaps you're onto something in a different way without realizing it, because I don't want to go too much into this, but possibly the Ibn Ezra could be more comfortable with what you're saying. The Ibn Ezra, a lot of times, is like, listen, we don't have to deal with every detail. It doesn't have to all fit. Basically, we can explain the generalities and specifics, you know, whatever they are. We don't have to. Doesn't have to have an explanation necessarily. He does this about the shinuyim between the first and second dibros, and you know, I think the Ramban doesn't agree with that basic approach. Anyway, so this is now kedoshim. Now again, we'll see. He'll come back in a minute to tell you. Yeah, I know about kedoshim too. The beginning of kedoshim, but now let's go to emor. So now the Ramban continues. Ve'achar kach. And now we're in Emor. Hiskir mitzvah Sashabas Moadi Hashem. Now you have the whole cycle of the Shalosh Regalim, and also Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. You have it in Parshas Emor. We read Shor Chesav Ois Ki Voled. We start with that, but that's clearly Korbanos, the waiting the 7 days. Yom Hashmini Baho Yeratze. But then from there dominates Moadi Hashem Shetuvus Mikvay Kodesh Elay Moadoi. We go, start with Shabbos, and we go from there to Pesach. And the Sefirah Sa'omer, and then you get to Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Vayidaber Moshe es Moed Hashem b'nei Yisrael. So all of this, the cycle of the Moedim, beautiful, wonderful. Why Sefer Vayikra? So you have to answer the question, why isn't Sefer Vayikra? And again, you have to think about it, and the Pesukim themselves give you the answer. Either, you know, it's not just buying the Ramban. The Ramban is being guided here. I mean, again, you can always tweak, you can always flesh out, you can always add, there are other things that might be said. But within the Ramban is giving you his answer, and his answer clearly seems to be reflected in the Pesukim. He tells you why. Hiskir mitzvah Shabbos Moed Hashem ba'avur ha-karban. The basic reason of why it's here is because of Karbanos. Kimosha Amar, and this is a pasuk that the Ramban pulls out to really identify and see the answer in the pasuk. Eile, and the Torah sums it all up. Eile moadi Hashem asher tikro osam mikroi kodesh. So the pasuk says there, after going through the whole cycle, these are the moadim that you consider mikrei kodesh that you shall offer karbanos on those days. So that's why it feeds into sefer vayikra, because of the karbanos. And if you think about it just a second, that's why if those points along the way in sefer parshas emor that are not the moadim themselves, but let's say sfiras haomer. So Sfiras HaOmer is mentioned because of what? Because it mentions the carbon Omer. And then it talks about Shavuos, Ve'ikravtem. So the overarching theme that's connecting the dots here is on each of these days, the Torah will also tell you, Kamlacha Osasu. That's true. That's also part of the day. But the reason the Torah is mentioning these days and the cycle of the calendar is because on these special days, there are special karbanos to be brought. Shabbos has its carbon and the other modem there comes, even though of course Musafin, maybe that's what you're gonna ask, aren't Pashas Pinchas. But the Torah is already, the Torah doesn't always tell you what, but the Torah tells you the carbonus that to be brought here. So that's why it's introduced in Sefer Vayikra. Yes. Very good. Very good, very good, very good, very good. So let me finish this Ramban and we'll talk about it for a second. It's a very good question. You're right on track. The Ramban needs to deal with this. He needs to deal with this, of course. Okay, the rov parshus of Sefer Hazeh, most of the parshus of this Sefer Vayikra, Yidabrem im HaKohanim, Dabel Aaron Velbanov, Tzavet Samez Banov, and we'll see soon in a minute with our parsha too, Ube parshus Kedoshim, Ktsas Mitzvahs of Bnei Yisrael, he calls it Ktsas, I don't know the number, there are certainly a lot of mitzvahs. Ruban, Negraros im Inyanei Karbanos, Obedomim Wehem. Most of those mitzvahs have some shaykhis with karbanos. He says Rubam. Okay, maybe the Ramban doesn't have the answer for everything, but it has to have an answer. Or something similar. He's not here to give you all the details. When we get there, the Ramban's purpose here is to give you the basic flavor. That's the theme. This is what it's about. Okay, we'll get there. We'll explain why those mitzvahs are mentioned. Now, you're asking a very good question. The Ramban took us to the end of Emor. Bahar Bechukosai. What does that have to do with Vayikra? Bahar Sinai Lemor. So I'm not going to answer it now. We actually dealt with this in the last semester, in early weeks of the Ramban. We dealt with it. The Ramban is a very long Ramban, beginning of Bahar. Very long, very important. We'll probably end up talking about it again. It's kedai to look at it. The Ramban has a whole very interesting mahalach of the chronology, and when the mitzvahs of Bahar were given to Moshe the second time, or the third time, I should say, that he was on the mountain, and he did not convey it to Klal Yisrael, even though the psukim are talking about Hashem speaking to Moshe, but Moshe is giving over those parshios, the bris of the Chukosai and the mitzvahs of Shemitah, did not convey it to Klal Yisrael until after he completed conveying the mitzvahs that Hashem had given him beginning of Vayikra until here. That's the short answer. But why exactly? That has to be worked out. But therefore, the positioning is exactly where it should be. Because it's now that these mitzvahs in Bahar Bechukosai were given over to Klal Yisrael. When? After the mitzvahs of Sefer Vayikra were given over. So that's why chronologically it belongs where it is. But you're asking an excellent question. Okay, that is the overview. Let's begin to look at a couple of Rambans in our parasha. Now, you noticed at the very end of this little introductory essay, the Ramban mentions that most of the mitzvahs are to the Kohanim, Daber Aaron Velbanav, Tzavet Samez Banav. Now, if you begin to notice in Parashas Tazria Mitzora, let's look at some of the fine print before the mitzvah itself even appears. But who is being addressed? Okay, so beginning of take your chumashim, let's look together. Then we'll be appreciated more inside the Ramban. The first pasuk of Tashas Tazriya, Vaidaber Hashem Moshe Limor, Daber Bnei Yisrael Limor. Ishoki Tazriya. So that's something we find a lot of times in Chumash. Vaidaber Hashem Moshe, Daber Bnei Yisrael. The idea that that a woman becomes Tameh, that's something that any woman, Kohenes, not Kohenes, whoever, needs to know. So Daber Bnei Yisrael Limor. That's simple. Now, the next section. Vaidaber Hashem Moshe V'el Aharon Limor. Adam kiyeva or besaro. So who's being spoken to here? Moshe the El Aaron, which means either together or according to Chazal, Moshe to tell Aaron, but Aaron is meant to hear this directly or indirectly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what would you expect to have next, in the next pasuk, if you were to parallel it to the beginning of the parasha? Hashem says to Moshe, the El Aaron, what should be the next pasuk? Daber Ovene Yisrael. Doesn't have that. Notice the question. Doesn't just Adam Kiyeh. Doesn't say Daber Ovene Yisrael. Okay, then this takes us through the parasha, Negetzaras Yeba Adam, and Ovasar Kiyeh Ova Oro, Ova Ovasar. This pretty much takes us to the end of Tazria. It's all part of that same by Daber Hashem Moshe Ve'el Aaron. Parshas Mitzora. By Daber Hashem El Nu Moshe Leimar with Aaron. And then Daber Ovnei Yisrael Daber No Zos Tiyah Torah HaMitzora. That's interesting. Again, no Daber Ovnei Yisrael. Okay, let's continue along in Mitzora. So now you have the process of the Tahara, and then you have at Revi Vaydaber Hashem, Vaytzaras Habatim. Vaydaber Hashem, El Moshe, Ve'el Aaron. Again, Aaron is back in the picture for Tzaras Habayis. And Kisavo Eretz Kenan, V'nasati Neged Tzaras, doesn't say Daber Bnei Yisrael. What happens next after this parasha? The next Vaydaber, where is it? Tesvav. Vaydaber Hashem, El Moshe, Ve'el Aaron, Leimor. Dabru el b'nei Yisrael v'amartem aleh. Suddenly the daber comes back, or daberu here in this case. These are the questions Ramban is sensitive to right here, in the very beginning. Let's look. And again, if it opens up our curiosity, our discussion, and we can flesh out and look at other mefarshim, Abar Binel, whoever, you know, wonderful, great. That's the idea. The Ramban gives you his answer, but these are the kinds of questions that, unless you really notice, you're not gonna think about it. El Moshe ve'el Aaron, why is Aaron part of this? Obviously, Bavur, Kal Pia Kohen Ye Kori V'Chol Noga. Again, this is a play on a pasuk in Parsha Shoftim. Kal Piam Ye Kori V'Chol Noga. Since the termination of Tzaras is through the Kohen. That's why Aaron was included in this communication. Oh, Moshe Shiyomel Aaron. That's what Chazal sometimes learn out, that Aaron was not directly told, but Moshe to tell Aaron. Al Das Rabbi Seinu. It's actually in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. He says, Yiresh Mechilta, means in Torah's Kohanim. Now, V'lo Amar Bekan Daber El Bnei Yisrael. So right here, it's Adam Kiyev or Besaro. Doesn't say Daber Bnei Yisrael. Why not? So we're about something interesting. Ki HaKohanim Bir Osam HaTmeim. When the Kohanim will be out there and they'll notice somebody who seems to be Tameh. Tameh doesn't mean that they're not Vadei Tameh yet, and they're not declared Tameh yet, but they show symptoms. Yachrichum Lihisager Ulihitaher. They will force, they will enforce compliance. They'll say, you must be quarantined and you have to get better. You can't just be roaming the streets. So the Kohanim had an additional role to be, not just that they wait for the person to come to them, but they're being proactive. Or they will be proactive, whether they should be or they will be. It's just the way it is. They're going to notice, and if they notice it, they're going to naturally go and force the person to comply. So there's no need to get Bnei Yisrael to tell them on their own volition they should know about it. The Kohanim know it, that will achieve everything, because they will on their own follow through. Interesting idea. Now, what about the parasha of the Tahara of the Mitzora? The Amar B'Parsha Satara El Moshe Leimor. Zos tia Torah samitzora, ki ain tzarech lahaze Yisrael b'tahara. Now, the Ramban seems to be asking now the question of why doesn't say Daber b'nei Yisrael. The Ramban does not seem to be addressing another question. Why not say Aaron over here? So that's interesting. What does he ask? Why doesn't it say Daber over there? Ki ein sorach lahaz here Yisrael betahara. You don't have to warn them and tell them about becoming tohor. The gamlo lekoinam lahakriv akarbanos. Now the Ramban is alluding to the other question. Why does it say El Aaron? So he's answering both questions together. Why doesn't it say Dabar B'nei Yisrael? Why doesn't it say Aaron? The answer is B'nei Yisrael don't need a special Azhara, that they have to come to the Kohen to become Torah. Of course they're going to want to do that. And the Kohanim don't need to hear specifically about what Kabbanis has to bring, because of course they want to do that. Ki'ein tzarech lahazir Yisrael v'tahara v'gam lo l'kohen l'hakriv ha-kabbanus ki b'ratzon yasu kein. So since they'll do it more than willingly, so it doesn't have to be like there's no need to actually tell them something that they wouldn't otherwise want to do. That's Ramban's answer. Strange at first glance. No, I mean, still, shouldn't Aaron hear about what he has to do? Well, the answer is, of course he'll hear about it. Does he need to get a special invitation to be included in the message? The answer is, if it's something that he naturally, it's an interesting idea, because Aaron is, of course, Maybe I'm taking a little poetic license here, but Aaron is Oif Shalom, Rodif Shalom, and Kohanim by extension, the same Midah, Chesed, Levim might be Din, and the Zohar, but the Kohanim are Chesed, so for to Mitayr of Etzora, that's their Mitzius, that's their essence to do that. So Davka, by not including them, it's like saying, it's coming from your own heart, it's not like you have to be told to do it. So that's what Ramban is saying. You don't have to tell B'nai Yisrael to become Torah. Of course, they're gonna do everything they could. So they don't have to hear about it. They'll hear about it because naturally they want to know what to do, and the Kohanim don't need to hear about the mitzvah because their essence is to help out. So they don't. So Dafka, it almost be like insulting to include them as if to say as if you wouldn't want to do it otherwise. So Meila, it was Dafka El Moshe, Zos Tir Torah Sabitzora, not to Aaron. Yeah. No, sometimes, like we said, beginning of Parshas Tzaras, El Moshe ve'El Aaron. That's either directly to Aaron or Aaron. Hashem is telling Moshe, tell Aaron. So Aaron is included in the initial communication.
Right, so then we see this explanation, right?
But he's saying by those Tia Torah Samitzorah, the Tahara the Mitzorah, Dafka Hashem did not want to include Aaron in the initial communication. Because as if to show, Aaron for sure, and the Kohanim for sure going to want to do that to make them Torah. That's what he's, right? That's why Dafka not to include them.
Right.
Kibirat son yasuke. I can say at first glance, what? So what? See if you can tell him. Why shouldn't he have the schus to hear Hashem sivoy about this? He has a role after all. He's part of the process. So I'm saying, but Dafka, of course you have a role in the process. But of course you'll know. You'll find out what you have to do. Do you need to find out directly? Since it's so much part of who you are, Birat son yasuke, and Hashem doesn't have to tell you directly. To the contrary, I want to show you that I understand that your whole midah is to be a healer. So if your whole midah is to be a healer, then of course you'll do it. So I don't need to tell you. Anyway, over Parshas Hazav, now the Ramban turns to Parshas Hazav. What did it say over there? Again, Vayidaber Hashem, El Moshe Vel Aaron, Le'emor, Dabu Abnei Yisrael, V'amartim Aleim. So why suddenly here are Bnei Yisrael back in the picture? Bavur shehu dvar seser v'ein makibo. In other words, if somebody has this issue from his body of ziva and whatever it is, and nida and zava, so it's something that's very private. Nobody knows about it. Unlike, of course, the case of tzaras, that if a kohen sees somebody with a symptom, so right away yachrichem, you come, we're locking you up. Come, we're forcing you to go to Beis Din. Or to the Kohen, whatever, to get inspected and to be quarantined. There, who knows? So therefore, the Bnei Yisrael need to know that should this occur, they have an obligation to come forward. So Babush Udvar Seisev, Ein Makirbo, Yashirim Shirdiya Koechad Choya L'Kohen. So that's why they have to know. Everyone has to come forward and tell about it. It's a beautiful thing. The Ramban is really sensitive to the nuances of that. Each parasha is introduced differently. Daber Bnei Yisrael, sometimes doesn't say Daber, El Moshe, El Aaron, sometimes just to Moshe. Okay. Another example of the Ramban's sensitivity to Lushonos and Psukim. Again, without going into the ins and outs, and there are many Rambans on that too, but that's very difficult, very intricate, we could be there for hours just to try breaking through that. But just on the periphery, the Torah uses different expressions. Sometimes it says nega tzarasi. Sometimes it says tzarasi. What's the difference? And also another, let's already bring this up because this is a discussion. We all know that tzaras is a spiritual disease. In a way, it's resulting from a person's lapses in Lashon Hara and other things. Now, and that's true, the Ramban is to make that very clear at the end of the parasha, the last selection that I have for you here. But at the same time, there is a physical component, a physical manifestation. These symptoms are real symptoms, and this might be a question, but the Ramban certainly goes on this side on the issue. The idea of quarantining them, separating them, putting them in quarantine, is not just for spiritual introspection, which is probably also relevant, and that's, they need that. It's also because there's a very real risk of transmitting the disease. It is, and again, there's a lot of discussion about this issue. The Ramban seems to say that way. There's the contagious potential that it can be transmitted. Oh. Look at the Ramban's lashon here. V'atora ratzisa b'taharas Yisrael u'b'nikiyus gufam. Two things, right? Torah wants B'nai Yisrael to be tohor, and also that their bodies should be clean. In other words, what happens? There's mitzora muskar and mitzora muchlat. Muskar means we don't know for sure. A week later, it might have dimmed to a shade which is lower than even the most mild white. That's considered the simba. There are four shades of white that are considered to be tzaras. So if it's less than that, that's fine. That it's kayar nega. But meanwhile, you didn't know. So now, you're locking him up. But he's not necessarily a mitzora. He's not a mitzora yet. Mitchiloso. Ki amaro se'elu, and even when you have this mara, amaro se'enam adayin tzaraz gemura. It was the sign that requires you to lock them up is not tzaraz gemura. Avo tavono lidekach. Meaning that it's a symptom that seems to indicate that it's going to lead to the full-blown disease. The yomru harofim b'sifreihem habaheres. If you see baheres, it's shiny white near mehem ha-tzaras. They refer to tzaras, whatever they refer to, but they see these symptoms, and it correlates with their medical information too. They see this, and they say this means that we have to be afraid of tzaras. So therefore, because this is not the disease, it has not yet manifested itself completely, but it means, it's indicative that it's going to get to that. Therefore, Yomar HaKasu Behen B'Tchilasan Nega Tzaras. In other words, let's say Nega Tzaras Kisiyah Ba'adam. What does it mean? It means that there's a Nega that's indicative that it can come to Tzaras. Not tzaras per se. Kiloma, maka shel tzaras. It's a maka that's indicative that it will lead to that. Einenu tzaras gemura. That is initially. But now, ubiyos imani atuma gemurin la'achara hesker. Now, let's say a week later he comes back and he says, and he sees the seyar lavan, or he sees that it's spread. So what does the pasuk say over there? It's good if you can see the pasuk inside. Pasuk Ches, right? V'roa ha-kohen v'nipas sa mispachas bo'oret spread v'timo ha-kohen tzara'asi. Before it says the nega was shown to the kohen. Now the kohen sees that it spread tzara'asi. Doesn't say neg anymore. Tzarasi. Meaning, tzarasi, yitachin shi tzaras gemura. Some say not yitachin, but yiskavim. Because yitachin sounds like it's possible. But the point of the Ramban is to say that what? That it is. So that, I think that's why there are those nuschos that they seem much better. Not yitachein, but either it means it or you should be goris it. Yiskave. In other words, the pshat is it's a ras gemura. That's the difference. Upam yomar b'tumah. Now, sometimes you find, now look at Pasuk Chaf. V'timo ha-kohen, negat sarasi bashkin paracha. Wait a second. It says, negat sarasi. But here it says, v'timo ha-kohen. So it seems to fly against the answer, the explanation we just gave. Negat sarasi, v'timo ha-kohen. So it's sarasi, not negat sarasi. Upam yom, sometimes, even by tumah, we say negat sarasi. But what is the pshat there? It's a different pshat of negat sarasi there than in the other place. Ve'akavana lomar sheyitame'enu bo me'achshav ki hu nega sheyavo bevada lidei tzaras v'roi libado me'ata min ha'am. So you have to look at the context. The specific context over there by that case of the shechin is that the Torah is saying yimitame'it when he sees it, sarah fachavan, he's mitame'it because nega tzaras, this nega is already synonymous with saras. It's not saras, but it's a vadai. It's not a shot. Not a suffix. So it's different. The other saras is it means the Torah is saying that situation that is the full blown saras. This he's Torah says mimetamiyat because this nega is a vadai level of saras. So mimetamiyat already now. So it becomes a the result in halacha is the same, but the underlying basis why he becomes a mitzora vadai is different. In this case it's sarasi, in this case it's negat sarasi. Hakavana itami me'achshav ki nega sheyavo vadei tzaras. V'roi lubado at mena'am. V'chein, another case like this, this is Pasuk Chavez, v'timei ha'kohen oso negahi. What do you mean negahi? Nega sarasi, we said before, means potential. Yomashu nega godos lo yisrapi. Nega means this is not going to be healed. Avo Yigdal, it's only going to get worse, so already be masking him right now. Yigdal koayoso, koayom it should say. Koayom, v'yifse kashe pasa'at. If it's spread to this, that's only going to spread bait. So it comes out like this. And this is why, again, the halacha doesn't have to be dictated by the vada, the tzaras, or that it already has manifested itself as tzaras. He becomes a mitzora with all dinim mitzora when the kohen pronounces him tamei. But at what stage in the progression is the kohen pronouncing him tamei? So one case could vary from the other. The result is the same. The kohen says tamei. The din is that he's mitamei and he has to be. All the dinim mitzora are knowing by him. But the Torah says at a particular point, be mitamei him now. In one case, the now is the stage that it's already full-blown tzaras. Another stage might be that it's not reversible. So the full-blown might come tomorrow, or maybe if, you know, it's unlikely that, you know, that he'll go to quarantine and it's going to go, he'll do tshuva right away, it's going to reverse itself, because he's going to, anyway, going to be in 7 days, or as long as, you know, could be, it could go away. But based on the right now, it's going to lead to vada, and therefore be matamayim right now. So that's why he could say nega tzarasi or negahi, even though he's vada tamay, because it's not a vada, it's not a tzaras that's completely manifested itself, but it's for sure going to happen. So the Torah says, we declare him as tamay right now. Okay, the last Ramban, this is very, we probably will end up discussing it further next week, but we can at least begin now. This is a very interesting Ramban. We talked about tzaras haguf, but there's also tzaras habeged and tzaras habatim. The question is how to understand tzaras habeged, tzaras habayis. Tzaras habayis is next week's parasha, tzaras habeged is the end of this week's parasha, tzaras haor and the basar is earlier in the parasha. Tzaras haor would seem to also happen in real life. Okay, there could be a spiritual causes that could cause it as well to happen, but it could also be a physical ailment, and it does happen. Seems that way. Beged, on the other hand, what could it mean? Tzaras habeged? Tzaras habayis? The Ramban takes the view that these things are supernatural. So he starts with beged. It just does not normally happen. So the Ramban is mashma here that it's beged and bayis never happen. So that's how is mashma the Ramban could happen. But what? So what's the Torah talking about? What kind of reality? If it doesn't normally happen, the answer is it's a specific manifestation of Hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's because Kaiso on a certain level, they are zocha to this kind of communication from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and these are the results of a person either being on the level or drifting away from where they should be. B'yos Yisrael shleimim Hashem, Yeruach Hashem alehem tamid, lahamid gufam ubigdeim ubateim b'mare tov. When they are on a perfect level, then the Spirit of Hashem, the Shechina in some way, is there, and the Ramban here is kol everything. Then the body is healthy, and it looks good, and the clothing look good, and the houses look good. Here the Ramban puts it all together, because clearly when you have tzaras ha'or, it could also be a function of the spiritual decline of the person. So the Ramban says, a person is on a good level, a high level, everything is good, everything. The body is well, the beged is well, and the house is well. Somebody, again, when the Klal Yisrael as a whole are on a high level, then if there'll be one individual, here or there, individuals who commit averos, doesn't identify their averos, we know usually what we associate these averos with. So the Gemara says various things that the Goyim come for, Lashon Hara, but Tzaras Ayin, other things. Is have a kiur b'vsaro or b'vigdal or b'veso. So there'll be this ugly manifestation, either on his skin, or on his beged, or in the house. Laharos ki Hashem sameyolav. And this is a sign that Hashem's Shechina is departing. So when Christ as a whole is shleimim b'Hashem, then the individuals will have this reminder that they've done something wrong. Fascinating idea. Ukach amar ha-kosuf, this is by Batim. I will visit the Negat Saras on the house. What do you mean, Vinasati? Hashem is declaring, I am doing this. Ki hi makas Hashem b'bayisahu. Rabban goes on to say that, therefore, these types of Saras can only apply in Eretz Yisrael. This fits very beautifully with Ramban's basic approach to Eretz Yisrael and what it represents, Nachas Hashem. And the Ramban is going to go on and say that he believes that even Nigei Begadim are only knowing in Eretz Yisrael. So we have to talk about this Ramban on numerous levels. The basic idea is very, very profound. But the various details the Ramban brings in, that the significance of Eretz Yisrael in all of this, and how it all also comes down to Lashonos and the Psukim, at the end he's going to emphasize why the Torah mentions many times, and look at the way it says it, Da'abeged, Osh, Siyo, Erev, time and time again. Ramban feels that that's significant to, again, reflect the idea that it's all miraculous. And we'll try to talk about other Rishonim that also develop this idea. The Ramban does not quote them, but much of what the Ramban is saying here is in the Kuzari. Maimar Sheni in the Kuzari. O Samach Beis. If you wish, you can take a look at that. And also the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim has something on this. In Chayuk Shlishi Perak Mem Zayin, and also in the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Tzaras. So we could talk a little bit about this Ramban, if you can hold on to your sheets here. So we'll start with this Ramban, and we'll see what else we can continue with next week. Have a good Shabbos, everybody.